This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton. That's what I'm waiting for.
Kick them blues, cocaine.
See Eric Clapton at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco September 11th. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 26th at 10 a.m. at Live Nation.
Cocaine.
There, digga, digga, there. When is the first show there? Cocaine.
The Chase Center is the Black Keys.
That's the very first show that's ever going to be there.
I want to say September. I don't have the exact date.
Oh, so Eric Clapton is pretty early in the lineup then.
Yeah, when is
September
he playing
11th.
Again? Yeah. September?
September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at Live Nation, or you can win a pair right now. Nicole's handling the phones for Hooman, 800-400-3697B, calling number 9. So there's Comic-Con and there's like, all kinds of conventions.
Your Mama-Con.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, we did. That's what it was, Sarah. We were talking about another con. Vinny did a story and it was the, not Hello Kitty Con. It was, remember?
Like an anime con?
There is one that's anime con, but remember we were saying don't go because, My Little Pony Con.
My Little Pony Con.
Yeah,
it turns out is all like... grown-ups.
Gross.
In costumes.
Weird.
It's like a whole fetish thing.
They love My Little Pony. So your 6-year-old daughter is not going to understand why that man is dressed as a little pony.
I won't do it. Don't worry.
Well, here's a new con for you. Keanu Con.
What?
Keanu Con.
As in Keanu Reeves?
As in Keanu Reeves.
I like him all right, but I'm not going to go to his con.
You're not going to go to the con?
Let me ask you this. Mm. Will he go to his con?
You know, it doesn't look like he's going to his con.
Then
They're calling it a con, but it seems more like really just all his movies being played. Oh. The Byron's
Castle. He's really good at that accent.
Boy, I know. I mean, honestly, you just think he is an Englishman. Oh, Transylvania.
He stinks.
I wonder if that... Hold on, let me see if that's one of the movies. You know what?
Didn't we joke? Didn't we get stuck on that because he was so highly paid for that role too? Mm. I think he
highly
made
paid and
bank.
Highly horrible.
Yeah.
And isn't that like a Francis Ford Coppola movie or some like big name director did that movie?
What was the name of the movie?
It's Dracula.
Well, yeah, it's Dracula, but it was like Bram Stoker. Dracula.
Bram Stoker's.
Show me a Coke.
Bram Stoker's?
N50.
Stoker's?
Yeah, Coppola.
Coppola, uh-huh. And, like, to think that guy went, all right, that's as good as it's going to get. We're just going to let that go.
Take 1009. Okay.
Decrepit Earth. Keanu Reeves has been on this Earth for 54 magnificent years. And that's how long it's taken us to get a Keanu Con together. So unfortunately, Americans will not be able to. You'll have to go to in Glasgow, Scotland.
He's very handsome. I'll give him that.
He is.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I forget how much I like him, how attracted I am to him until I see him. I go, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm totally into that dude.
Except I like him clean shaven, not all.
I like him a little scrubby.
Bearded out.
Yeah. I like him a little bit, a little scrubbier. A little scuzzier looking. Over the final weekend in April, Keanu Con will screen various films from his long and fascinating career. There's some, you know, the John Wick ones are there. Both Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. By the way, there's another Bill and Ted in the pipeline, too.
Yay.
With the two of them. Point Break, not in the lineup. Point Break, great movie. I love him in that. There's a movie called Man of Tai Chi, which was directed by Keanu himself. And Constantine, permanent record in My Private Idaho. It's a whole list of them here.
Wasn't he a hooker in My Private Idaho?
I don't know. Was he?
I think he was a hooker.
That's a 1991 movie.
Hooker.
Hey, hooker. So you can go to this if you happen to be in Glasgow on next weekend. Is it? It must be this weekend. Because isn't next weekend we're in May?
Yes.
Like May 1st is sometime. Oh, my mom's coming on the 2nd.
So oh, it must yay.
Be, so 1 week from today is the first day of May.
Oh.
Yeah, you.
Ellie. May.
Ellie and Gentry coming to town.
All right.
So there you go. Keanu Con, if you're in, it's there for you.
Hey, let's go
There's
back
a con
to
for everything now.
The Chase Center.
Yes.
And we gave away tickets to this, but I forgot about it. I looked up Chase Center, whatever the website is. September 6th is when the first concert is, and it is Metallica.
Oh.
Remember we
the
gave
symphony.
Away yeah, exactly, yep. Vinny. Metallica and SF Symphony is
that's
the
fitting.
First show.
That is it great is. That's the first show.
Yeah.
Nothing against the Black Keys, but like to have Metallica and the SF Symphony.
Yeah, I remember like that being
that's
actually,
the way to open it up.
They added a second show, so September 6th and September 8th is Metallica and the Symphony.
Oh, you know why they added a second show? Do you remember that story?
No,
why? I don't.
Because nobody got tickets.
Oh, that's
the bots
right.
Got them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. That's right. I forgot.
Those bastards. Mm. Those bot bastards.
Lars was at the screening yesterday.
Oh, he was.
How was that?
Did you talk to him?
I said, "What's up, Lars?"
You sit next to him?
No, he sat like two rows back with two kids.
Oh, he was
you
there
didn't go
kids?
Sit next to him?
No, I was sitting with, you know, our entire morning crew. Well, you know, the movie morning
we
crew.
We weren't there.
You get to sit with
the
Hooman
entire
every
movie
day.
Morning crew. It was like Marcus and Rudy and
Hooman.
Their guests.
Oh.
It was, you know.
So there were a lot
took
of
up
you.
A lot of space.
You weren't like, "Hey, Lars, we saved you a couple seats here."
No,
Lars,
didn't.
Come sit with us.
Right. He was at last year's Avengers 2, Infinity Wars.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. He's into it.
Well, yeah.
Well, it sounds like, how old are his kids? They're right at the age where they would be
I assume they're his kids, but they're older teens.
Oh.
It looked like.
Well, people are into this movie.
Yeah.
Not too surprising.
Worth it.
Plus, can you say where you saw it?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see it tomorrow.
All right. It's a pretty good place to see something, though. They don't have any food, though.
I know.
So like, what the F is up with that? You're going to show a movie and there's no popcorn? Come on.
Oh, so it was so long. Was there a bathroom break?
No. Hooman got up and like went to the bathroom for a second, but I held it and intentionally didn't drink any water.
Just, it's so uncomfortable when you're holding it. The last hour of the movie is just Hooman. But it's a 3-hour, 20, how long is it?
3 hours, about 3 hours.
I won't do it.
That's so
I get right up the minute I think I have to go. Same as when I'm in bed. I'm not going to lay there and be
wonder
like...
Wonder about it.
Well, no,
Can I fall asleep and not worry about this?
I don't want to wait an hour. Like, I'm looking at the clock going, okay, I got 1 hour. I'll just get up. Now I'm sitting here holding it for an hour? That's just stupid.
Yeah. Just get up
and go.
I can
go do this in 1 minute and be back here.
Yeah. I get back in bed.
What kind of chicken lays there like that?
I'm kind of just comfortable and doesn't want to get up. I've waited. I'm like,
bogus.
Maybe I'll fall asleep.
That's so bad.
I don't want to worry about it anymore. Just have dreams where I'm constantly trying to find some place to pee.
I know, I hate that.
It's amazing that we don't pee the bed because, like, I have dreams where I'm like, oh, thank God, a toilet, and I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, God, I still have to pee. This is weird. Such good news that we don't do that though. Just sleep in a diaper, like a baby. So, Disneyland is about to open Star Wars: Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland.
It's gonna be huge.
It opens May 31st. And they said about a month ago, we're booked. We're fully booked up. You can't get in. Now it looks like they've released some rooms at their three official hotels, Disneyland Hotel, Disneyland's Paradise Pier, and the best hotel at Disney is the Disney Grand Californian. Currently, like for this 1 minute, and maybe not even because I looked at the story 3 hours ago, currently, allegedly, there are some hotel rooms available that you can get. So the deal is, though, there are only now two ways to get into this on the first, you know, month or so that it's open. So you book a room in an official Disney hotel that guarantees you entry into Galaxy's Edge. Or you can book a special ticket into the new land. It's actually free with Disney admission. So you have to buy a ticket for the park. But, and, you know, it's not going to be like a specially priced area or anything. If you're in the park, you're going to be able to go. But for the first month, because they know the demand is going to be so high, they're not going to let anybody wait. There's not going to be a standby thing where people can, you know, it's all booked. You have to book a spot. So it's included with your price, but you have to actually take that step and book it.
Wow.
So just so that starts, let's see. You can book your special ticket starting on May 2nd, which is, I think, a week from tomorrow.
I was hoping that they were going to want to do some promotion for it and that we'd get to go. But
turns out they don't need to.
I'm starting to think that there isn't going to be any need
so they're
for them
saying
to do that.
Getting in is not as easy as buying a ticket and just walking in. Reserve ahead of time. Beginning June 24th, you will no longer need to make a special reservation, but they expect the demand to be so high, at least that first month, that they're making you sign up for it. So there you go. Just a little heads up. And apparently there are some rooms available for like another minute. Maisie Williams, Game of Thrones, Arya Stark.
Yeah.
The sex scene.
Yes.
Uncomfortable, in my opinion. I get it. I get what I was saying. She, of course, you know, shouldn't be
uncomfortable. For who?
For me. It was uncomfortable for me.
It was?
I watched her grow up.
You're like her mom.
I am like her mom. I'm not like her mom, but it was. It's just weird to see someone who you've seen since she was a little girl. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, there's her boobs.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I felt like they didn't have to show her boobs, though, for me to be like,
they did.
Yeah.
It was barely a side boob, just a little.
Well, and a little over the top, too. A little, sure. little areola.
We're seeing some stuff.
Oh. I didn't see that.
So she
was
says.
There?
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to go back.
Oh, really? I closed my eyes. I was like, I can't look at that. I can't. She said, if you feel uncomfortable, just know that my mother and my stepdad and my two sisters and my four brothers have all probably watched this, too. Ha, 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 kill me, hee, hee. That's what she tweeted.
She is someone that grew up in the industry, though, and they grow up fast. And I imagine she's not virginal in any way. Like, the people who know that she's probably very grown up.
Yeah. She's, you know, she's 22 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm. 22. I mean, by your 22nd year, how many people had you slept with?
Dude, I was done. I was done with that. I was with John by the time I was 22.
You'd already slept with everybody in New England.
Everyone I could possibly get my hands on. And then I settled down with John. She says, I got to the read-through. I'm reading this scene. I thought, oh, we're actually going to do this. When do I shoot this? I need to go to the gym. A whole list of things. So Maisie Williams takes off her clothes on Game of Thrones and is thinking the whole time, oh, God, me mom's going to see this.
Trip out on this.
All right, I'm tripping.
Remember
on
the
it.
Other day ago, I brought in that story about the Fender guitars that
yeah.
Fender Custom Shop made Game of Thrones guitars.
Mm-hmm.
They ranged in price from $25,000 to $35,000. There were three of them.
Mm-hmm. Three different versions.
Three different versions ranging in price from $25,000 to $35,000. And then I started to see that shops were actually getting them, like online mm-hmm. shops were putting, and I get these ads in my
yeah.
Instagram. I'm talking to Alan at Bananas. He sold all three at once.
Wait, to the same person?
We sold ours as a set,
$90,000. Dang.
Oh my God.
Boom.
Out the door. So is he going to get another set?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get one more set to sell.
Oh my God. So someone was just like, I've got the money and I've got the wall space. I'm going to hang those suckers up.
It's
got
to be what it is, right? You're just such a huge fan. Mm-hmm. You love the artistry of guitar making.
They're beautiful, these guitars, for sure.
But even if people wanted to go into his place and take pictures.
Right.
You know, that's just free advertising for Alan and just getting his name out there on all over social media.
Right.
That's another thing that you can't buy.
Right. And that's why you want to have those guitars in your shop.
Yeah.
Bananas at large.
Ding, ding. Shame. Thanks for all the guitars and amps.
Alan.
Alan has been very good to us.
Yeah,
yes, he has.
Great.
Over the years.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at our amp right now.
Yeah.
All right.
The one that went to Bluetooth when Carlos said
I wonder who bought them.
I don't know. I want to know. I wonder if he'd tell
Ask
us.
Ask him.
Text him.
He'd probably tell you and then say we can't
yeah,
say it on
air. Yeah, you can't say anything.
Okay, well, tell him to tell you.
Tell him to ask the person if we can say it. We'll give him... I would love to go to their house and take their guitars from them. okay, so this Wendy Williams story has been going on for a while.
I know.
It's riveting.
I'm
not even, I'm not a fan of hers.
I'm a fan.
I don't watch her.
It's so crunchy,
I don't know her whole story, but as I've watched this make the she make the tabloids instead of the people
she does Hot Topics. She is Hot Topics.
She's actually talked about her stuff during Hot Topics.
Yeah.
The Hot Topic today is me and whether or not I'm getting poisoned. So she's married to a guy who works on her show. I think they just finally cut the cord with this guy.
Right, Kevin.
He was like her manager and stage director.
Everything for the last 20-something years.
So she winds up married to him, and things go south. And she's been sick. Like, she was gone last year for a little while, and then this year, she's out a lot.
She has Graves' disease.
Which is what?
I don't know if it's some kind of nerve thing going on. I'm actually not really sure.
But she's also an addict.
Yes, she's a recovering addict. She also had dislocated her shoulder, which is why she was telling people she was kind of out of it because she was on meds.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she fainted that one mm-hmm. time with the big costume on.
Mm-hmm.
They're wondering what was going on there. But then there's trouble with the marriage. They're saying that she did drop off and go back. They didn't say cocaine because that was her thing, but definitely alcohol.
Oh, what I read was she is back in rehab.
Yeah, she's living at the sober house, right? Well, so she was. I think she just left recently. Is that where this story is leading?
So a bunch of the stuff that you guys saw or heard about, she was sloppy wasted for a while there.
And
you can't blame her when you hear about how her husband had a kid with another woman.
And he's been with that mistress for 10 years and bought her a home not too far from their home.
Oh. So it's a lot to...
That ain't
cover.
Just cheating.
No,
that is full on more than cheating. That
you
is
you have
just
another
a whole
life.
Other. That's double life in it.
That is someone other than your wife.
You feel that?
But other she's almost like wife. A wife.
What?
I felt like my chair just moved.
Oh, right, like an earthquake?
Yeah.
Oh,
I could earthquake? Be wrong. I don't know. Go on.
Wait, hold on. Just see if we're having an earthquake.
Okay.
We haven't had an earthquake while we're on the air in years.
Yeah.
We had an earthquake on the air when we were talking to, who was that football player we used to talk to all the time?
Gogan.
Gogan.
That's right.
God, I love that guy.
We were on the air with him, on the phone with
him,
In the other building. Mm-hmm. And that building was on rollers, so when a little tremor, we would feel over there.
We were 32 floors up.
Yeah.
But it felt like the building
swayed.
Yeah. No, we were like, and everyone's sort of holding on to stuff. And then it passed, and we're like, all right, back to Gogan.
Gogan was so awesome because he could fill the whole door.
Oh, my God, he was a
with
beast.
His body from head to feet to shoulders, the whole thing filled.
Yeah.
Look at all that.
He was a meaty man.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Oh, right. So this latest thing that I'm hearing about, this is it's been kind of on TMZ for a couple of days, but I'm reading the full thing and thinking that doesn't seem like enough of a wellness check for me. But I'm sure these cops know what they're doing,
And they've been there before.
Yeah. So somebody called the cops and was like, "Listen, this guy, Kevin, her husband, is slowly poisoning her, and that's where all her illnesses are coming from."
Oh.
So the cops start to look into this. They go to her house back in January after this tip about this poisoning. And she was sick when they showed up to do the welfare check. They found her in bed with, quote, a blanket covering her from neck to toe. Kevin was there and refused to leave them alone with Wendy. So they couldn't even question her without him in the room.
Yeah.
She told the cops she was recovering from a broken shoulder. This must be the dislocated shoulder she's got. And when the officer asked if there was any truth to the tip that she was being poisoned, she said, "Well, I'm very popular." The cop repeats the question. She starts crying, but then denies that there's any truth to it. So the cops left, apparently satisfied that she was fine.
It seems strange because cops do divide when there's some kind of
Get him out of here.
Domestic.
Let's talk to her.
Yeah.
I just felt like that doesn't feel like a good enough wellness check for me. Anyway, now
I hadn't heard the poisoning thing at all.
It just came up in the last two days.
Oh, okay.
So I had heard that there was rumors about it. So I'm reading all this Wendy Williams stuff, but there just never seemed to be anything kind of succinct enough to really just go, all right, here's the story.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much swirling around about her.
And then the husband was barred from, she hired security guards because they were having fights in the studio. And now the guy has been, Kevin, the husband slash manager slash
executive producer
is off the show.
She's filed for divorce.
And she just hired some big manager dude to take his place. in the
well,
business.
And what happens to him? He was riding her.
Yeah.
So from here on out, what's he going
to
do?
Go get a
well, probably not though. He'll probably have to go get a job.
Well, he's probably going to get half. He helped her become who she was. Yes, she was the talent and the voice, but he was right behind her, you know, lifting her up and
all
stuff.
Right.
But
you
know,
could be right.
We would say that about the other way around.
Yep.
He's been with her 20-something years, and she was in radio, and then got up to where she is. So he's probably going to get half. She'll probably be like, "Take it, just get out."
Right.
And I'm actually worried about her safety.
I know. He doesn't. He seems pretty volatile, like just from the little I've read about him. But I guess that they cut him out, said, "That's it, you're done." And now he's like, "Oh, where's my departure package?"
Package.
He's going to be wanting money from the show. Yeah. He's going to be wanting money from her. And I really only have time for one more thing. I'll just do it quickly. Here is People's Most Beautiful Woman Alive. This is People's Most Beautiful issue, and your cover girl is Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, I love
hard
her.
To disagree. She's gorgeous.
Beautiful. All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Her's pretty gorgeous, too, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
maybe she's in the issue. They usually name a lot of beautiful people. The beautiful people, the beautiful people.
What was your question?
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, adult children, you're killing your parents.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you how after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. You got something you want to share with the class? We cackling about over there.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny. Wasn't he a hooker in My Private Idaho? My three-year-old. What's a hooker?
Oh, no.
This is from 510. Me. Someone that hooks things, three-year-old. Makes sense. Raising the next generation of Alice listeners. Gets a little hairy at times. Thanks for brightening up our hour-long commute to preschool and college.
That's so funny because I read that as well, and I was laughing. I turned around to the interns, like, "Oh, get this." And we're all laughing at that.
Makes sense.
Totally.
To a three-year-old, it does.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com.
Woo!
It's an app. Mm. And that's how you listen to this show.
Hello.
At radio.com. You're going to love it.
Ah, it's the best. People write us all the time, tell us how smooth it is.
Oh, that it works so well.
Uh-huh. It's our story and we're sticking to
it. I believe Entercom poured billions.
Oh, just, well, it's obvious.
Into
it's
the
so good.
R&D of radio.com. It's an app. It's how you listen to this show.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. So, Sharks won in overtime last night.
Sharks!
They next play Friday versus Colorado. It's a home game, so Friday night is going to be rocking in San Jose.
I got a text from Alden. He said, "It was the loudest I've ever heard at the tank last night. My voice is gone."
Oh, I bet it is.
Great.
I know he posted before the game.
Oh, did he?
He was, "I'm having some meal, something." He's a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
Something he's eaten. It's only the best for game 7.
Ooh.
Some kind of poutine. Some kind of pulled meat poutine. What's poutine?
Oh, isn't that a Canadian thing? It's like
is
some kind of, no, it's like French fries with something poured over them.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. So, well, hockey.
Yeah, sure.
Canada. Anyway, so that's on Friday night.
Something gross on them.
Something gross on them?
Yeah, on French fries. You looking it up?
Poutine?
Yeah, it is from Canada, consisting of French fries, cheese curds, topped with brown gravy.
Oh, there you go.
Cheese curds and brown gravy, huh? All right.
Yes.
I'm going to pass.
What's a cheese curd? Is that like cottage cheese?
That's what it sounds like.
Is that what cottage cheese is? Curds? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like cottage cheese. I mean, you know, sort of.
I like it. I don't know if I want it with gravy and stuff.
Yeah, and French fries. I'll try it. Let's get some poutine in here.
Okay.
I'm sure Alden knows where to get it.
Yeah.
Because he was like bragging it. About how he had the best poutine.
Maybe they had it on the menu just, you know, because of hockey.
Oh, you mean there at the venue?
Don't know.
I was thinking that he went someplace special, but what do I know?
It.
Anyway, the Warriors play tonight. Yeah. It's a home game, so Go Warriors. They're up 3-1 versus the Clippers, so hopefully they can finish them
off. Put a lid on that.
Tonight. 7:30 tip time. Adult children are costing many parents their retirement savings.
Oh. Yeah, don't do it.
Horrible.
Half of American parents have cut back on their retirement savings to help pay their children's bills. Parents are putting their kids' car insurance, cell phone bills, credit card debt, and health care costs ahead of their own needs to grow their retirement funds.
Medicare and Social Security are both in trouble.
Financial independence, once a hallmark of adulthood, has gone by the wayside as adult children increasingly depend on their parents to help them cover the costs of rent, student loans, health insurance, and more. But parents' desire to give their children a financial assist could be misguided and even backfire in the long run.
It's a terrible idea. You gotta make them stand on their own 2 feet. But, you know, sometimes you're also not going to let your kid be homeless, you know? You do what you can for your kids. It just sucks when they continue to ask for it. It becomes an expectation.
Paying for their phone ain't putting them on the street.
No, it's not.
So you tell them, you can't have a phone. Sorry, kid.
Yeah, get a job.
Sorry, bub. Sorry, bubby.
It's like that episode of Girls, the very first one. We're cutting you off. Mm-hmm. What is she, 27, 26, 27?
Something like that, yeah.
She's like, what? Yeah,
but
you're going to have to get a job.
Right.
I'm a writer.
Yeah.
Go right.
Half of American parents, half of American parents are unable to save as much as they'd like for retirement. And their grown offspring, whom they still count as dependents, are to blame. Think about that as your parents are taking care of you into adulthood. We're talking about 24, 25, 28,
30, 35, 29. It's not
30. Right. Got to stand on your own 2 feet.
They're not going to be able to retire because you're not covering your own costs. And you can write in and say, well, yeah, but I can't. It's not my fault. I'm just telling you what you're doing to your parents.
Right.
And I'm not even telling you, I'm reading the article that's telling you.
Telling you.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. I feel like you should help your parents.
Right.
It's time now.
Right.
Instead of bankrolling their grown kids' lifestyles, parents would do well to keep an eye on their own finances while teaching their children financial independence. One of the problems that comes of this, and you're the one, I believe, who said it first, and maybe Susie Orman's the one who told you, but by taking care of your own retirement, you're releasing your kids from having to take care of you when you're elderly.
Right.
You think you're doing, but when you can't work anymore and have no retirement,
you're doing no one any favors.
You're going to land up in your kids' house.
Yep. They're going to resent you. And you're going to be like, how can you possibly? I bought you this house.
Right.
With my retirement money. This is where I'm retiring because this is the house I bought with my retirement money.
A man and a woman got into a fight in downtown Orlando.
Oh.
Apparently, they'd bumped into each other. And a guy in a full Easter Bunny costume just happened to be on the street. At first, he tried to break up the fight. This was back, Easter last weekend?
Sunday.
A guy in a full Easter Bunny costume just happened to be on the street. At first, he tried to break up the fight. But then he quickly changed gears and started throwing punches at the man.
Oh.
A cop broke things up shortly after that, and someone on the street managed to get the entire thing on video,
awesome.
And it went viral.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
The cops didn't wind up arresting anyone.
So these two were just arguing? Like, they bumped into each
Apparently.
Other, and they just, you know, they couldn't be, they're in the happiest place on earth, or, you know, adjacent.
Turns out now, the Easter Bunny wasn't as innocent as he seems.
That's so.
We're now finding out that the guy in the Easter Bunny costume was 20-year-old Antoine McDonald. He's a fugitive who's wanted in New Jersey for car theft.
Oh, God.
There's more. He was a person of interest in a carjacking and two armed robberies in Florida earlier this year.
Oh, my God.
He's been arrested several times in the past for violent armed robberies.
Oh, there he is.
They're wrestling.
Those two people, Oh, my God. This
he
is
pulls
so
the guy off. Now
he's punching him with his big rabbit paws. Like, that's got to be the weirdest thing to be a dude.
Look at him throwing blows.
He's throwing some hard blows, too. He's legit.
Yeah, and now there's a cop on the scene already. Oh, look.
It's so funny.
Oh, look at him. He's in, like, boxing stance. That's so funny.
Guy's pants are practically off.
Got good footwork.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, that's
weird
the guy. That's
story.
Antoine McDonald.
Oh, hiding in plain sight in a rabbit costume.
Antoine probably could have gotten away with that fight because he was in full costume at the time. Except after the video went viral, he started talking to the media. He even started an Instagram account called Bad Bunny of 19.
Bad Bunny.
Mm. Now that he's internet famous, police in New Jersey would like to speak with him ASAP.
Dummy. Antoine. We all want to be famous.
What are you doing, dude? Come on.
That was my moment, man.
It was his moment. Mm. No question.
I can't believe those two people. I mean, those two people were brawling on the street.
Yeah. The guy and girl were on top of each other, and then the bunny. But the bunny started throwing. Guy couldn't have seen that coming.
No. And it has to be like, am I on a trip? What is happening? How is there a bunny beating me up right now?
Philip Morris became a multi-billion-dollar company. You know what Philip Morris is?
Sure. They're tobacco.
Cigarette companies.
Yeah.
Killing people,
big
basically.
Tobacco, yeah.
Now they've decided there might also be money in not killing people. They've announced a new life insurance business.
Oh, my God.
And their company is going to offer discounts to people who quit smoking or who switch from cigarettes to vaping.
Huh.
I believe they're in the vaping biz now, too.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they're just launching in the UK, but expect to reach our shores very soon.
Isn't that great? We'll sell you your death and the insurance for it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
A high school's new dress code bans leggings, pajamas, and silk bonnets.
Silk bonnets? What's a silk bonnet?
For parents.
Oh.
Apparently.
What? So people are just crawling out of bed, doing what they can to get their kid dressed for school, not bothering with themselves, driving in, walking into the building, yelling at an administrator, my kid's not getting good enough grades. And their pajama, holding up their pajama bottoms.
We are preparing your child for a prosperous future, says the principal there at the Houston James Madison High School. This was a letter to the parents on April 9th. We want them to know what is appropriate and what is not appropriate for any setting they might be in.
PJs are appropriate in very few places.
Right.
Like, I almost can't think of one other than, like, at home,
or
right
your friend's
before
house
bed,
or something.
I guess. Yeah. Without any people that you're not totally comfortable with. Not at school.
It's not funny. At school, no.
It must be rampant. The problem must be rampant.
Yeah.
People are just showing up in there. But leggings, too, huh?
Well, leggings.
Activewear. I'm dropping off my kids in my activewear.
It's hard to say. To me, leggings have become such a normal part of
what you wear. They're comfy.
A woman's
wardrobe,
attire, wardrobe, whatever you want to call it, that I wouldn't think twice.
Even Bryn wears activewear. You know those pants that look like chinos? They're super stretchy Lululemon things. They're
all
crazy.
The time.
They look amazing. Yeah. I was
Michelle
like,
points it out every time he wears them.
Yeah. Because he can do the splits in them. He can do all his crazy kicks and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's why, just in case, you know, his ninja skills come into play.
Right. Well, I ripped pants and underwear, too, underneath.
You've ripped the underwear, too?
Yeah, the ones that aren't as stretchy. Like, there's
boxery type ones?
Yeah, boxers that don't have cotton. The elasticity to it. It's just like, I'll squat just like this. And I'm like, oh, man.
Another pair.
My butt crack.
So you have to go tidy-whitey?
No, I usually get the stretchy kind of underwear. Or I'll just wear the other ones so they rip and throw them away. It's actually a funny thing I do. When they rip and I get home, I rip them off me like Hulk. Because already a rip start, I'm like, Anita.
For Anita.
I was bored.
She loved that.
She laughs her ass off.
She's into it.
Friend.
It's stupid, you know? No, it's stupid. Rawr. It's not about, like, kind of Tarzanish, I guess.
You hulking man. Rip off your underpanties for me.
A new study found the average adult in the United States now spends 6 hours and 24 minutes a day on their butt.
Oh, I spend at least that much.
Almost an hour more than we did a decade ago.
Yeah. I'm always looking for some place to sit.
Safe to say that computers and or phones are a big part of the reason we're stuck on our ass.
It's just nice sitting somewhere. You know?
Netflix is pretty good,
Netflix, too. Sure. Oh, my God. I'm going to binge watch the show. What is this? 18 hours on my ass. Here we go. Let's do this. I think I can do it.
In 2016, the average teenager spent even more time sitting, 8 hours, 12 minutes a day.
Oh, boy. Well, some of that's got to be school, right? I mean, aren't you supposed to be sitting in class?
Video games, too,
sure.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Video games are...
TV, watching YouTube.
How people burn a day.
Kids don't even watch TV anymore. My kids are like, oh, yeah, I'm watching YouTube. I'm like, watching YouTube? What, pictures of people and their kids? Puppies? Like, no, this whole show's on here. Like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's where they watch all their videos, too. All their music.
Mm-hmm. 65% adults and 59% of teens spend at least 2 hours a day watching TV or online videos. Mm. Boom.
Boom. Bibs.
Anyway.
I was reading a thing, I think it was yesterday, the very first, I think it was like only 14 years ago, the first, like 05, I think, the first YouTube video got uploaded.
What like, was it, just, did it say?
It was one of the founders. It was like him, elephants at the zoo or something.
This stuff has integrated into our daily lives so fast, it's like a disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It has taken us over.
And we didn't resist at all.
Oh, well, you know, why resist? It's so great.
We just rolled right over and lubed right up and said,
take us. We're here for you. Oh, we love it.
We didn't know.
The world in my hand.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Speaking of in your hand, there's your phone. Text us.
Yes.
We love to hear from you. 510 says, longtime listener, I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
But.
Uh-oh.
I really hate it when you guys say the other day ago. You know that phrase doesn't actually exist anywhere except for on your show.
Yeah, that's where that's where it is.
Vinny, this is all your fault. You said it a lot, and now the others say it too.
I didn't even know we said it. I thought that was a total Vinny thing.
I know you will never stop because you've been saying it for years, but the other day ago sucks.
Well, everybody has their one
thing.
We'll
get used to it.
Sounds really stupid.
Well, it's a crutch.
Love you guys. Vinny, you suck.
They did not write
they
that. You
had that. They said
right
it?
There.
Oh.
Let me see that.
Yeah, you say it.
Do I?
I hear you say
I've
it all
heard
the time.
You say it.
Oh,
yeah,
funny.
Sir.
Absolutely, you say it.
The other day ago.
Guess I've been here long enough that it just sounds normal to me, too.
Yeah, I don't even. I've never even. If you'd asked me, I said, I don't think I said that. I have no idea.
You said it.
I said it the other day ago.
I don't say it, though.
Oh, my God. Does she say it or not?
I don't.
Oh, good for you. You're
I
amazing.
I wouldn't know who says it or when because it seems totally normal to me.
Right.
It's normal when I hear it, but it's not normal for me to say it.
Isn't it crazy that we are more okay with seeing Sansa get raped, but we're not okay with seeing Arya losing her virginity consensually?
Yeah.
No,
we weren't okay with it. Just so we're clear, I was not okay with her getting raped.
Right.
I was horrified. I stood up and was screaming when that was happening.
Just because we're not talking about the two things...
Together
does not mean we somehow were cool with
I
that
will say,
scene.
I'm way more comfortable with Arya slitting people's throats on Game of Thrones than I am with her losing her virginity.
Now there is an example, a better example of...
I am definitely more comfortable with her just killing people.
Right. A little areola. You mean a little Arya?
Areola.
Areola.
Then...
That's good.
My brother is probably yelling, Areola!
All right.
Your brother.
I know. I say Areola around him just to make him mad.
Graves' disease is an autoimmune disorder that causes hypothyroidism.
Oh.
Or overactive thyroid. With this disease, your immune system attacks the thyroid and causes it to make thyroid hormone. What? More thyroid hormone than your body needs. Mm. Someone else wrote in that might be why she's bug-eyed.
Yeah.
That's hyperthyroidism, right? Is it say hyper or hypo? Isn't hypo low?
Hold on.
I don't know, sir.
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Hyper is what they're saying here.
Hyperthyroidism.
Hyper is overactive.
Right. When you said hypo, I was like, that sounds like low.
Just tuned in. Who? It's Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams is who
we were talking about.
Talk show host, radio chick, general all-around mess.
She's not on radio anymore, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know what her deal is. I've never watched her show. Do you watch her show?
I have watched her show
before.
What's
it on?
It's on like 10 o'clock on KTVU.
PM or AM?
No, AM.
No, it's a daytime talk show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I just don't know much about
it in the past.
The only time I would have, and I have seen like pieces of it.
Yeah, we see clips.
I've seen it like at the auto dealership right. when I'm getting yeah. the tune-up
oh,
or
funny.
Something.
Funny, right, because there it is on the TV.
Right.
She does this, how you doing? But yesterday you just reminded me, there's that, everyone does it. And like, how you doing? Like
if I met her. Did you just see that?
If I met her.
It was great.
I'd be like, how you doing? But
you've got to watch the show at RadioAlice.com.
There was a story that I read early this morning, Sarah. I completely forgot. You just reminded me that on her live taping of the show yesterday, she could barely walk. She needed a bodyguard to help her up little stairs, like to the stage. And then when she goes out to talk to the audience, she needed to lean on something.
Oh, she should cut that part of the show out.
Well,
she needs a human to run around and just put a mic in front of people's faces.
Mm.
A poor woman.
I just feel so bad for her situation.
Right.
Well, I hate to say it, but is she also experiencing the most success she's ever had?
Probably.
Yep, and you're in the spotlight. And
yeah. So maybe she's like, no, put all of it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean,
it is what it is. This is
all
my
of
life.
This stuff has happened to me. Because of that guy.
And she's tried to hide it for so long, and now everything's just blah, out there.
I mean, no one's going to side with him, right?
Right.
Mm-mm.
I think the one clip I saw regarding all this stuff was as she was saying something like, I still got my ring on. This was like 2 months ago or something. But she was saying, I'm with him. We're together. Nothing's wrong. We're good.
Deny. Right. And then she took her ring off a week or two ago on the show.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Like ceremonial.
Yeah. Mm.
And was he standing there managing the stage at the time?
I don't know about that. It's probably when she hired those four bodyguards.
Or maybe, right. God, what a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.